is infallible proofs of this apostolic mandate. Let there be convincing proofs of this prophetic commission. Let there be the proofs of apostleship in our midst in this week. And we vow to give you the glory. Bring us to Zion. Bring us to Zion. Bring us to Zion. Bring us to this place. Prepare a lamp for us. That's your word of prophecy. Let it be unto us. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
But what Sam am I writing? Hallelujah.
What a blessed song.
What
a blessed song.
I
feel like telling you something about that song before I preach. Songs of Solomon, chapter 4.
Songs of Solomon.
Chapter 4, verse number 16. I just want to tell you something about this song. Can you show it to us on the screen?
It
says, awake, O north wind, and come, O south, blow upon my garden, that its spices may flow out. Let my beloved come to his garden, eat his pleasant food. He's calling a certain wind to blow upon a certain garden.
Say, oh, sorry. And
cause the spices and the awesome aroma of that garden to flow out. Today I prophesy to you. The north wind and the south wind will blow upon your garden.
And
every freshness and sweetness and spices from Zion will begin to manifest. In the name of Jesus. Yesterday I spoke to you about come to Zion. And you saw the wonders that was reserved for those that go into Zion. Tonight, I'm speaking on the error in Zion. Because what we saw from Zion was a very beautiful picture. The Bible says,
I trust them not a sin.
In Psalm 132, the Bible said,
trust them not a sin.
That when you come to Zion,
so would you Zion?
That is the verse number 13, what we read yesterday. I'm just refreshing you.
When we come to Zion,
God will always dwell in our midst. When we come to Zion,
say ye Zion,
there will be abundant provision. When we come to Zion,
say ye Zion,
the Lord will satisfy our poor with bread. When we come to Zion, God will clothe our priests with salvation. When we come to
Zion,
God will cause our horn to grow. When we come to
Zion,
God will prepare a lamp for us. A lamp, a light. When we come to Zion, God will clothe our enemies with shame. These are the 8 blessings of coming into Zion. So if Obadiah, the prophet is telling us in our theme, that upon Mount Zion,
it says Zion be possible.
There shall be deliverance.
And there shall be holiness.
And the people of God shall possess their possession. Then I'm beginning to ask myself, why is Obadiah saying this? Because the picture of Zion is one of blessing. So why is Obadiah saying that some people in Zion have to be delivered? Because there is an error in
Zion.
An error took place that caused the people of Zion to be displaced from their position. And so where the ark of the tabernacle and the presence of God was, and where the glory of God dwelt amongst them, they were removed from that presence. And they were sent into a far country. And over there, they did not have the blessings of Zion. Where did this error come from? Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse number 5. The Bible says, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun. As an error coming from a ruler. This is the error that was seen in Zion. This is what happened to the people in Zion. Where did this error come from? The Bible continues to say, it is an error that is proceeding from a ruler. This error, let me paint the picture for you. The Bible says, foolishness has been set in great dignity. And then riches have been set in the low ground. He says, I looked into Zion. And I saw something. A people whom God had prepared 8 blessings for them. All of a sudden, I saw their princes walking on the ground. And the servants were rather sitting on the horses. These were the people that God established their home. These were the people that God prepared a word for them. These were people that God provided for them. So what happened for them to come this low? The error proceeded from a certain ruler. And it caused them to lose their place. What was the error of Israel? I will tell you about this error. Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32.
He found him in a desert
land. Give us the verse.
10. Verse 10 to 18. He found him in a desert land.
The Bible is saying that
God
found Israel in a certain desert.
He saw
him in a place that nobody was there with him. And when he saw him, he decided to provide for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. He began to take care of him like an eagle takes care of his eaglets. He will lift them up sometimes. He will stir their nets sometimes. He will carry them on his wings sometimes. And the Bible says Israel, who is represented by Jeshurun, began to grow big. God brought Israel into Zion.
Like
he's bringing you and I into Zion. But when they entered into Zion, look at what happened. Verse number 13. The Bible says what?
He made him ride in the height of the earth.
When you enter into Zion,
God will
cause you to walk on your high places.
When
you enter into
Zion,
you will not walk on low places.
You
will walk on high places.
The
Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 19, don't read, it says that the Lord our God, our strength,
okay,
he has made my feet like the deer's feet. and he has caused me to walk on my high places. I prophesy to 10 people listening to me that the God of Israel is about to make you walk on your high places. You are about to walk on your high places. The Bible says in Psalm 18, verse number 36, can I read it to you?
He says,
he enlarged the steps under my feet.
So
that I will not slip and fall. I have prophecy on my lips for 20 people.
In
this season that we are entering in, you will not slip. You will not fall. Your feet will not slip. In the name of Jesus. Look at another blessing that happened to them in
Zion.
Continue Deuteronomy 32 verse 13. He said that he made him walk in the high places of the earth. So that he
would
let him eat the good of the field. He made him draw honey from a rock. And oil from a flinty rock. Can I preach there? Can I stay there?
It is a serious matter.
How can you draw honey from a rock?
I don't
know what mountain you are facing.
I don't know what mountain
is before you. Remember the Bible said in Zechariah 4:6, who art thou, O great mountain that stands before Zerubbabel?
Zechariah, Eka, or say, what?
Before him, you will become like a plane. This is greater than the anointing of Zerubbabel.
Now, where else to say Zerubbabel?
You
don't
have to use your energy to break the rock.
You
don't have to use your energy to break the rock. There is an anointing in Zion. That when a situation comes to you like a mountain, you don't have to use your energy to break it down. Out of that situation, God will give you sweetness. Out of that situation, God will give you sweetness. I prophesy to 15 people that out of any rock, any mountain, any problem, you are about to taste honey. God is not only giving you sweetness. He is giving you the anointing. You see, the anointing without sweetness is not good. We will not be anointed and be broke. The Bible says, out of one rock we will receive sweetness and then the anointing.
Trust me,
I don't know what mountain you are facing today. I don't know what they have sent to you. I don't know what is coming to destroy you. One thing I know is that there is an anointing in Zion that consists only to come out of rocks. Sweetness shall come out of difficult matters. Receive an anointing to solve difficult matters. Receive an anointing to solve difficult matters. Can I preach to you? The Bible says in Judges chapter 4.
Judges chapter 14.
Verse 5. He says, so Samson went down to Timnah. He and his father. And as they went to the vineyards of
Timnah
to draw some sweetness, to his surprise. Somebody say, Impofrima. To his surprise, a young lion came roaring at him. He was about to enter the vineyard to taste some sweetness. To drink the blood of grapes. To drink the wine of grapes. And a young lion appeared and said, roar! But unknowing to this young lion, he didn't know that Samson was in Zion. When you are in Zion, even if it is a mountain, you will draw sweetness out of it. So I don't know what lion is roaring before you. Can I preach to you? The Bible says in Judges 14:14, that out of the eater came something to eat. He that came to eat you up. God gave Samson something to eat out of the lion roar. So when the lion roared, verse number 6 says, then the spirit of the Lord. Don't get me started on the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord God.
Came
upon Samson.
About Samson.
And with his bare hands.
He
ripped the lion into two.
I
came here with prophecy for 20 people. That an empowerment is coming upon you. That in this time of
Zion,
and the lion that comes before you, you will tear it up. Receive the ability to conquer barrenness. Receive the ability to conquer diabetes. Receive the ability to conquer cancer. Receive the anointing to conquer kidney failure. Receive the anointing to conquer poverty. By your own hands.
Samson.
He ripped the lion apart. By his own hands.
There
are some things your pastor can do for you. There are some things your apostle can do for you. There are some things the prophet can do for you. But there are some things you got to do yourself. I came here to prophesy to 30 people. There is an anointing coming on you to tear lions apart. So the Bible says that when Samson was coming back, he saw the lion that came to eat him. He saw that there was honey coming out of the lion. He that was trying to prevent him from tasting the vineyard. The vineyard is a place for oil. So the anointing was there. But Samson needed some sweetness. And the sweetness did not come until a lion came. I declare prophetically to you, out of that problem is coming sweetness. Out of that challenge is coming a testimony. Out of that problem is coming a release. Somebody shout! He came. He needed something to eat. Sometimes anointed people, we get hungry. We get hungry. But I came here with prophecy for some anointed people. The greatest lion that is facing your ministry. We are going to eat only out of that lion. May I prophesy to every witch coven in this generation.
Jesus generation.
That we are going to eat sweetness out of them. May I prophesy.
Me
the one that said you cannot have a child. You are going to have a child. She will come and take care of the child. The one that said you will not marry. May I prophesy. You are going to be married. She will put your crown on your head. For out of the eater will come sweetness. Out of the strong will come something for you to eat. This was the place of Zion. I'm just starting. I don't know what lion they have sent to roar against you. I don't know the lion they have sent against you. It may be the lion of barrenness. It may be the lion of poverty. It may be the lion of confusion. But I came here with prophecy on my lips. That the anointing in Zion.
It will
cause you to tear that lion apart. And you will use it to eat your
blood.
That which who has sworn.
But if one on a dear, what Paul said,
Jesus' generation cannot prosper.
Jesus' generation, and Cosono,
we are going to find her carcass and eat only out of it.
I have questioned you, Funu, not yet, dear.
In the name of Jesus,
I will yes to them.
So this is Zion.
Aha, and a Zion.
So my question is.
Why
is Obadiah telling us?
Zion.
Some people will escape something.
And
they will be able to recover their possession. It means an error took place. This was the error. Verse number 15 of Deuteronomy 32. The Bible says, after God had done this for Jeshurun, then Jeshurun forgot the Lord.
Jeshurun
grew fat. He grew very fat. And then he forgot the Lord that saw him. The God that brought him into Zion. He forgot him. This was the error. Because of that, God allowed them to go into captivity. They went into Babylonian captivity. Can I preach to you? But when they were there, they were oppressed. They were frustrated. But even in their oppression, they were not crying. But then the people realized something. That anytime they went to sit by the river Chiba. And then they were not working. Then they saw that they were crying. So the people of Babylon decided to find out. Why is it that when we are beating them, they don't cry? When we are killing them, they don't cry. But when they sit down quietly, it's like they are thinking, then they start crying. So they came to them and said, what is wrong with you people? We are putting you in prison for 70 years. You have given birth to your children in this prison. And you have not been crying. But anytime we see you alone sitting down, then you are crying. So they came to them and asked them why. And then the people of Israel, of Zion, who were in Babylon, said to them. And it is written in Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon. There we sat. Yeah, we wept. When we remember Zion. The moment we remember Zion, we cry. We don't care how you oppress us. We don't care how you frustrate us. The only thing that makes us cry is when we think about Zion.
Now, say, I'm not saying,
Because in Zion, the Lord is with them.
In
Zion, their horn is multiplied.
In Zion,
God prepares a way for them.
Even
though they were in that land, they were still crying about Zion. So the Babylonians came to them and said, "What is with this Zion cry?"
Na Babylon for no ebay won na obisa se na Zion yikra dien ene wo ho.
Can you show us some of the things in Zion?
Na mubetumi atse ye nieme bia e wo Zion.
Can you tell us some of the songs you sing in Zion?
Mubetumi atse ye enyum bia moto e wo Zion.
Said to them,
eno ene wo ka se wo
se. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Ye be ye den atso ewrade ho nyom e wo asase e ye nnem so.
I said when I remember Zion.
Na semikai Zion.
He said when I remember Zion I weep.
Semikai Zion I meet sin isuo.
Then they vowed the vow and said,
ena wo pao apambi ka se.
If I forget Zion.
Semire free Zion.
Let my right hand forget its skill.
Me sani pa ni me sani fa no e
re free. Forget its ability.
Ni re free e ni etumi ye.
Let it forget the things he could do.
Na ni re free ni otumi ye.
This was a musician writing the psalm.
Na ni o tro sa se mi o ye
tumi. He plays the guitar and he sings.
Oba guitar now otunyo.
If I forget Zion, let my tongue click to the roof of my mouth.
Or say, "Send me real free Zion, and my tetema and cut manu."
He said, "For there we hang our harps in the willows thereof." What they were saying is that they lost the ability to praise and worship when they left Zion.
Or say, "Abra will free Zion, will shri akwenya wawo sa wabe ye ye radia yena wasore no."
To 10 people.
Me say eni pedun kom.
That may you not lose your ability for praise and worship.
Say one shri. What
may your place not be changed. It was in this captivity that they began to cry to the Lord.
And was
their children began to pray. The interesting thing is that the fathers that entered that land, they died because it was a very long time. So the children came. And they raised a prayer.
And I will pitch that empire.
Lamentations chapter 5.
Lamentations 18.
From verse 1 downwards, but for time I will be cutting it short.
Then
the children prayed and said in the verse number 7.
Our
fathers have sinned and they are no more. And we are the one bearing their problems. Can I prophesy to 15 people? May you not be the recipient of your father's errors.
What
be the recipient of your mother's errors? May you not be the recipient of your brother's errors? They were selling themselves to get bread to eat.
Now
they were selling themselves to get water to drink.
The
people that God gave them everything. And when they remember this, they say something very sad in verse number 16,
17,
and 18. They said now,
even
the crown has fallen from our head.
They
say, woe to us.
For
we have sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. And our eyes is growing dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is now desolate. And foxes are walking on Mount Zion. I prophesy to you that your Mount Zion will not be desolate. That foxes will not walk on it. That foxes and animals will not walk on Zion.
And
it will not be a refuge
dump.
So when they were crying, and telling God that animals were now walking on Zion.
Now walk out when Yankupon says, "Say, dear, and more and then I'm Zion."
Were you here yesterday? Do you remember Zion?
Now, what kind of Zion?
Today, animals are walking on it.
And more and then I'm
I am talking about you.
Make a suffer.
Some glory started 10 years ago.
Any
animals are working on it. This is not where we should be. Animals are working on it. Even our church.
Yes, sorry.
The glories have been returned. Because this is not where we should be.
And
you, this is not where you should be. Animals are walking on our Mount Zion.
He
sent them an answer.
Now,
through the prophet Jeremiah.
On Jeremiah, so
in Jeremiah 29, verse number 10 and 11.
Now, what kind Jeremiah 29?
The Bible says,
trust him, they say,
after the 70 years of captivity is over,
when
he sent them this answer because they were crying.
Now, wait there,
don't worry. When the 70 years is over, I know your father sinned and they have died, and you, the children, are suffering. But when the 70 years is over, I will visit you. I will visit you. I will visit you. The Lord says He's about to visit you. I prophesy there will be a knock on your door. I said, may there be a knock on your door. Let there be a text message. Let there be an email.
Somebody
is about to look for you. God is going to visit you. God is going to visit you. And He will perform His word for you. Then He said in the verse number 11, for I know the thoughts I think concerning you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you a hope. To give you a future. It looks like the problem is so long. But the Bible says, don't worry. The 70 years is about to end. Your night is about to end. Joy is coming to you. Joy is coming to you. It was to these people that
Obadiah
prophesied that upon Mount
Zion.
Can I do it better for you? From Mount Zion. From.
Mount Zion.
The people had left Zion.
Zion.
That is why God said, I will come and visit you.
And
the Redeemer of Zion. The one that is coming in the red garments. The one that is coming from Bozra. Who is wearing the red garments. The one that rides among the four horses. The one that leads the seven spirits of God. The one that comes with the four spirits of heaven.
In
Jesus. He is coming to visit. So Obadiah should have written the thing like this. From Mount Zion.
Every Mount Zion.
There shall be deliverance. Deliverance for God's people. It was in two phases. He had to go there and deliver them.
And then
bring them home. So he did that for them. Can I preach to you?
I
will show you two scriptures and I will close. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 1.
Isaiah, eti do nai en yimu bako.
As light reigns, yeah, King of Zion, Judah's Lion reigns. Now, Isaiah 14, verse 1, he says, he said, I will have mercy on you.
I'll say, Menya,
and I will choose you. And I will settle you in your own land. Can I prophesy there? God is going to bring you into your own place. God is going to give you your own blessing. God is going to give you your own children. God is going to give you your own home. Because God has chosen you.
Judah's lion reigns, Jesus reigns.
So the prophet Zephaniah also came. I'm closing now.
And see, Odif was Zephaniah also by.
In Zephaniah 3, verse 14.
Zephaniah, Timmy and San Yimudu 9.
He says, sing, O daughter of Zion.
I say, Tunyum Zion, Baba.
Sing, O Amma, sing, O Kweku.
Shout,
oh Jesus generation. Be glad and rejoice. Be glad and rejoice. Be glad and rejoice. The Lord has taken away your judgment. The Lord has removed whatemu efio. The Lord has removed your judgment. Any judgment that is on you. Any judgment that is upon your family. Any curse that is upon your background. Rejoice, my daughter, rejoice. For God has removed it from you. The Lord said, in the place where you were put to shame. He said, there I will give you fame and name. He
says,
in the place where you were put to shame, there I will honor you with fame and name. In the place where you were put to shame, I will give you fame, I will give you fame. In the place where you were put to shame,
it's
in the verse 19, I will give you fame and name. So when God came to deliver them,
it
looked to them like a dream. And then they wrote Psalm 126.
And
they said, when the Lord turned again our captivity, when the Lord turned back the captivity of Zion,
Zion,
we were like them that dream. Something is about to happen in your life to be like a dream. Something is about to happen to you to be like a dream. Something is about to happen in your life to be like a dream. God is turning your captivity around. We shall do the Lord.
Trust them, no sin.
When they
came to Zion,
they thought they were dreaming.
They
thought they were dreaming.
I
prophesy to you.
May someone come
before this year ends.
Answer
it will be to you like a dream.
And
what God will do for
you.
Then whilst they were there, keep standing. Whilst they were there, I'm working it now. Whilst they were in Zion, then they realized that some of them were still sorrowful. Remember what came upon Samson? The spirit of the Lord God. It came upon him. This spirit is not the Holy Ghost. The spirit of the Lord God is not the Holy Ghost.
On yamia jaho home no enya wom konkon.
I work it for you.
My men say wom.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11 verse number 1. Can I read it to you?
So sam ne ka wa Isaiah eti edu bako.
He says a branch shall come out of Jesse. A branch shall come out of Jesse.
O see edue bi be free Jesse mo.
And then the rod from him.
Na ababa bi afre ne mo.
And the spirit, seven spirits from heaven will rest upon this branch. Not the Holy Ghost. The first spirit. The spirit of the Lord God. Then the spirit of might. Then the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Seven spirits came upon this Jesus.
I
prophesy to you standing now.
Now,
may the seven spirits of God come upon you. It was the first one, the first one. Jesus Christ only used one.
Yes, Christ, but I hope that and use the Lord God.
So in Isaiah 61, Jesus Christ is saying something.
Isaiah 61, yes, Christ, okay.
Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Yes, I can say, well, Yame, Etani, home, no, I want so.
Not the Holy Spirit.
And now,
one of the seven spirits.
And yet, I home so near
the guardianship of the Holy Ghost.
Now, on Concorno,
the Spirit of the Lord came upon me.
When Yame,
and he has anointed me to preach the good news.
Now, I was slamming what some men can't
to open prison gates.
Let me at the
to mend broken hearts. When the Spirit of the Lord God comes upon you, you have an ability to preach. You have an ability for deliverance ministry. You have an ability for signs and wonders. It was this Spirit that came upon Samson that caused him to tear up the lion. So the Bible says, Spirit entered into Zion. And started looking for those who were mourning.
Tonight.
You are in
Zion.
If there is any problem,
it will help you.
That is making you sorrowful. The Spirit of the Lord God is looking for you.
And
he will fight for you. 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 Nobody. Can fight with you.
Obet to me anyway.
I said nobody.
Obi anyone.
No, I'm done now. Nobody.
Obi anyone.
Isaiah 29 verse 7.
Say
nobody. Can fight me. Because I am in
Zion.
And the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Do upon me. Isaiah 29, 7 and 8. You have to stand. This is the best scripture.
Isaiah, it seems you know.
If somebody makes a mistake that they want to fight with you,
so will be a from castle on the Uber Kwan.
It will be unto them like a dream.
A bayer once said that you saw.
The Bible says,
trust them not a sin.
The nations who are fighting against Ariel.
And my Maya El Kutia Ariel, no.
Ariel is Jerusalem.
Ariel a Jerusalem.
Ariel is Zion.
Ariel is Zion.
Trust amnesty.
The Bible says that.
Trust amnesty.
The Bible says that.
The nations
and my mind
who want to fight against Zion.
Our person will cut
Zion.
Who want
to fight against you.
Our person will cut Zion.
It will be unto them like a dream.
Ebaya once said that you swore.
Go to the verse number 8.
Called Enyimo and Wachino.
He says, it shall even be.
Now, I say, Empo Ebaya said,
a hungry man.
Onipa
who is dreaming?
Now also
that he is eating.
He said, "Oh, did he?"
And then when he wakes up,
now Obe sorry no.
He realizes that he's still hungry.
Obe who said, "From Eda
Sudano." Anybody who is trying to fight you,
hey, Obiya or person will lose their
cool. It shall be like a dream.
Ebeya ne said I yesu.
They will think they are fighting you.
Ebeya won say won
wo. But when they wake up, they will see that you are winning.
Na wa besu wani, wa ba usa wo kwaswa edi nkunim, wo di nkunim.
The Bible says.
Trust am ne say.
It shall be like a testy man.
Ebeya said, "When you pass, you come to know."
Did The person who is trying to fight you. The person tried to fight the church. It will be like a testimony. Who thinks that they are drinking water? But they will not know it's only a dream. And when they wake up, they will realize that they are still thirsty. The Bible says this will be the end of those who fight against Zion. Anybody who has vowed against you, let it be to them like a dream.
It will be our story. It's our, my anger, and said that you're soon.